Michigan.
Or Oklahoma.
Granville, Michigan.
Arkansas.
Cleburne, Texas. Virginia.
Texas. East Tennessee.
Louisiana.
Plano, Texas.
Virginia.
South Dakota.
Branson, Missouri.
Good morning. Branson, West Missouri.
Mississauga, Canada.
Florida.
He's Mary from Florida.
Marshall,
yeah, Arkansas. From Newark, Delaware.
He wants to buy you for money.
Denver, Colorado.
Francis from the Bronx. Shalom.
Wilmington, Delaware.
Chicago, Illinois.
Ohio.
New York.
Tennessee.
Alabama.
Michigan.
Sardis, Georgia.
Orlando, Ohio.
Good morning. Brookville, Pennsylvania.
South Carolina.
Westchester, Pennsylvania.
California.
Pennsylvania.
Hallelujah, Utah.
Ohio. Florida.
Wisconsin, Ohio.
Virginia.
Ohio.
Hallelujah. Wisconsin.
Chicago, Illinois.
San Antonio, Texas.
Ontario, Canada.
Taylor, Texas.
New York, Pennsylvania. Spring Valley, Wisconsin.
Columbia, Oklahoma.
Colorado.
Nashville, North Carolina.
South Dakota.
Louisiana.
Fort Worth, Texas.
Atlanta, Georgia.
St. Paul,
Alabama. Michigan.
Colorado.
Round up.
Connecticut.
Beaumont.
Michigan.
Pennsylvania.
Columbus, Ohio.
Shalom and good morning. This is Billy Brim. And with Utah, we reached 40 states. I may have missed some this morning. There were 19 before I got on. So last week we had 44, but oh, how wonderful it is to have all of you. I counted at least five from Canada and been in those places that you're calling from. I'm so glad to hear from Newcastle, Delaware. We're going to be there just this very week, and that's one of the things we're going to pray about. We're going to be there the 18th for an Authority of the Believer Conference, the 18th in the evening, Saturday the 19th, all day long. And then Sunday at 7, we're going to be out at the Jefferson Memorial. So meet me out there at the Jefferson Memorial at 7 o'clock if you can, you from Maryland and Virginia and around that area, even Pennsylvania. And we're going to be running buses over from the church in Delaware. So if any of you are there, we'll sign up for those buses and we'll ride over there to the memorial where we're going to pray. It's so important. Now, I know you've been following this Charlottesville thing. And those things, they've been talking about whether you're on one side or the other side. And, of course, it's evil. Evil is behind this whole thing. And I want to read to you from our prayer. You know, we pray that prayer in Ephesians. And we start at verse 17 of chapter 1. We go right on down chapter 2. And we usually ended up at verses 6. And I usually, when I'm praying it with you, we skip a couple of the verses. But we're not going to skip the verses right today. I'm going to read just the verses we skip. Well, I usually skip chapter 2. Verse 2, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom we also had our lifestyle in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. And so there are those who are the children of wrath, the children of disobedience, the children of Satan. And the prince of the power of the air is working through them. He's the one and his powers of the air, the authorities that work under him. They're the ones we have authority over. And so in Charlottesville, and I'm sure that isn't the last place he's planned to attack, he will come trying to divide this country. That's what he's trying to do right now, divide. A house divided against itself cannot stand. But we have the authority over these evil spirits that would come down. They work on either side. C.S. Lewis wrote a book, and in the book he had two demons. I thought it was very telling. Screwtape Letters. And two demons, an older demon was teaching a younger demon how to affect people. And he said, get them in the extreme. It doesn't matter which side they're on. You can get them to the extreme to the right, extreme to the left, but as long as you get them extreme. And so that's what's happened here. The extremities he's worked in and tried to kill. And he does. So each of you have authority. You have authority where you live. You have authority over the demons, not over people. You have authority over demons. And so each morning, wherever you are in all of these wonderful states, I'm just so amazed that you in Oregon and Washington get up so early, and in Arizona and Utah and Wyoming. I didn't see Wyoming today, but I bet you're there. And I didn't hear that. But in Connecticut, all of you, and so many from Texas and Florida and Georgia, and Maine was early signing on today. So each of you, you're like a, I don't know, you're like a, we have, you know, a policeman that have a beat. You have a beat. You have an area that you can rule and reign over the demon spirits. And so you use your prayer. In Ephesians 1, you start with verse 17, you pray right down through it, and you sit in your seat in the mornings. And, you know, I've been really busy and traveling a lot lately, and so sometimes I've had to do it in the car. Well, you're seated in the car, and you can do it. I was on my way, you know, up to Ozark Beach, and Shelley and I just took our authority as we drove along, and then in the motel room, and some of you getting up very early to go to work, whatever. Do it even while you're putting your makeup on or shaving. You can take that authority, and the demons have to obey you. They have to obey you. There's not one instant in the New Testament where we are ever told we should be overcome. We are called overcomers. And I was just reading in Authority of the Believer by Macmillan yesterday. It's the church has really not explored that to what it really means, being an overcomer in all instances. And so I charge you this morning, take authority over the powers of the air. Now, this morning, when I was seeking the Lord about what do you want this morning, he said he wanted us, since we're all here together, to pray more in the Spirit together. So I'm going to give you when we go to CUFI in Washington, D.C., they give us talking points. I'm going to give you some prayer points that came out to me this morning, and then we're going to all pray in the Spirit and let God direct our prayers. That means to many of us praying in tongues. Some of you, it may not mean praying in tongues. Whatever it means to you, the Bible says to pray in the Spirit. You do that and let God direct your prayers, whether it be in English or French from Belgium. There was our Belgium lady there today. Whatever language it is that God leads you to pray in, you do it with everything you've got within you. Now, of course, oh my, when I've been lifting up our leaders, what wisdom they've got to have to handle the Korean problem. The threat has been made to Guam and possibly to our soldiers. Of course, we have forces in Guam, and we have military at sea. And so I saw today that the United States and Japan are conducting air drills as North Korea has threatened this Guam attack. So that's one of the things that the Holy Spirit may take out your tongue today to pray about. I saw online that the Mossad chief, that's the head of Israel's famous intelligence, is going to be visiting Washington, D.C. this week for talks on Iran and Syria. And, of course, the Mossad would have the inside intelligence on what's going on in Iran and what's going on in Syria with of course, there the Syrians, the Iranians, the Russians, the Hezbollah. And he's probably coming to deliver some information that you couldn't deliver secretly any other way. So that's going on. All these things are going on. And as we pray today, we want to make use of the time that we have, much of the time. Right now, we're going to pray in the Spirit. Heavenly Father, it is written in 1 Corinthians 14:2 that we who pray in an unknown tongue, no man understands him. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. So God's mysteries. One of them is the mystery of Israel. Oh, Holy Father, please take our tongues that we offer now to you and divide them as you see. Of course we pray, first of all, as it is written in 1 Timothy 2, we pray, first of all, for those who are in authority. Dearest Father, as they consider North Korea, we pray, Holy Father, for wisdom through the free world leaders, through our own here in the United States president, our generals that have top positions, Lord. General Mattis, dear Father, oh, think through their minds today. Our president, our vice president, our administration, the Pentagon, our Rostam Makhachevrata senators and lawmakers, Ishando, the justices. We pray for all of our leaders today, but we especially lift up any of them that have to do with decisions about North Korea. Evresto namarati da donce. Ilabra sote le cala donne vrete. Sorsti namaya. En dovre peca halakinio no covre ti di cala. Iscete de duhu sabra me coloco donne ne colo doce. O bretala toria tele cotovre tagne nicolata. The president, o sabra of South Korea. Istiandolo mortisco. Si brato todo doho shando rego vrata rego prata rego prande. The leaders of Japan. I brisoria makala prato rodo frande rego hupa palatino no nombre. In Guam, Lord, ishando. The military on Guam, evrato. We plead the blood of Jesus. All of us together from all of these states and these countries, Lord, we ask that the blood of Jesus cover Guam, that Guam be protected. Elebrato lo do fretala dico lo do riambacala catisco dovre micladania. Ibrato brehisata da gohubrata da govrate. Ishano no moria brahasitonia nivra babalutoria 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 frita. Meno non yombra kahaladinia no kohoria telecotece. Ishato, ishato, ishato. I know, baurito. Kefro no no nombre. Oh, pray, Father. Here we are, Father. Here we have come up to the throne of God. Here we are seated at the throne of God in our precious and risen Savior. Elijah. Ifreto no nombre calaladinia no nombre calacalade gobre calacadania ne gore di discete. Ivrasto noria macahaladino nombre calacalania no nombre calacaladania ne coholavrate. Sibra. Oh, Iana Ana Nico. Iana Ana Nico nevrato lo gobrete le dagliando. Ivro te le ivrasato no moria macalacadino no cohovrabadania ne cobrate, e shandolo coriana ne kahalabra. Che frondolo cobra calagadandi argondiende regondoschiri andavra. E giato non mo coriama calagandino, non cobrete le gadagne ne colabrete, donne ne colabrate. Oh, the wisdom, the wisdom, the wisdom, Father. The strength. Who la pratashke? Who staramakaya? Every tanyo no cobre, ini caboria, ini calabri, tilidondiana no nombre, calacadani, ini galacci. Kishana makalaka. Oh, Father, Father, we just thank you. We just thank you. We just praise you. We just praise you. And Father, we know that nothing, according to Hebrews 8, Exclamation 3:14. We know that nothing, dear Father, it is written nothing is Ibranda hidden to you. Everything, Father, is open. Shibrato, here we sit, Father. Here we sit, people in these 40 plus states. Father, with authority in the heavens. And it is written that you will give unto us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. How to pray. How to pray, Lord, over these areas. Isanda, I especially want to lift up Delaware, Newcastle, Delaware, and our meeting that we're having there, Lord. In the name above every name, there are people on this line right now and in this prayer who have habitational authority because they live there. And I'm quite sure, Father, that some of our team, our communications team, is already on the ground there. And in the name above the Los Salamakaria, above all names, we take authority over the heavenlies there. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we do say unto you, you evil spirits in the heavenlies, we take authority over you and command you cease and desist in your maneuvers. You will have absolutely nothing to do with our meetings in Newcastle, nor in that area. You will not stir up evil in that area in the name above all names. We come out against you with the blood of the Lamb and the name above all names and the word of the living God. You must flee from us. We do resist you, and you must flee that area. Ishon de la Mahasibra, you must flee that area in Jesus' name. And we take authority over the Simbra Haladanya, over the heavenlies, around the Istidi Makombra, the Aha Mokaladinya, the Jefferson Memorial. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will have nothing to do with that area. You are Asta the Makaya, we are coming there, and you're Go Mahaladisha no nombre. In the name above all names, you clear out those heavenlies right now in Jesus' name. Every little detail. Istara makahara makalabra, you will not touch any of Ina Sobrata, even the tiniest little sibra no nombre that have to do with the meeting. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, you will not stop anyone from coming. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I plead the blood of Jesus over all the people who are coming to the meeting, whether they're coming around the corner from someplace they live in Delaware or whether they're coming across the country. In Jesus' name, if there's Sipra Nanambra, you will not be able to stop anyone coming in the meeting. In the name of Jesus, the vehicles, we plead the blood of Jesus over every airplane, every car, every bus, every taxi cab. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Arostandia, 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 over the hotels and the motels. Istara Makaya, Mikoladinia, Nomora, De Istinia, 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 Ebra in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, Sibrato, Sibrato, the healing in Charlottesville, Lord. The healing of the people. The healing of the people. The people who were wounded. Rabakalatanya, in their bodies, and those whose souls worship Rashaken, Lord, in the name above all names. Ilibrasor Paratin Yonokohovrata. Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father. This division, this hatred that the enemy has stirred up, one side, so to speak, against another side. We prayers, we need your help on this one. We need you to help us and guide us and show us how to have an awakening to God. Oh, Father, we pray for an awakening. We know that's what will save us. We know that you have taken a man like Saul of Tarsus, who had killed and murdered Christians and was on his way to haul them off for more imprisonment and possibly thrown to the animals in the games. Lord, you awakened him. I pray for an awakening. We pray for an awakening in men's hearts today. We pray for an awakening. Ilabro sinema kahalata. Lord, I'm just thinking of Emmanuel Booth and how you awakened him. You gave him a dream. It is written in the 33rd chapter of Job that you awaken men. You give them dreams in the nighttime when they're about ready to go off the edge of a cliff, pursuing their own ways. You awaken them. You awaken them. You give them a dream. I'm asking you, Father, to give dreams to men and women and young people, boys and girls, probably have to be older to be conniving such evil. I'm asking you to interrupt their lives with a dream. It is written in Job 33, so we can ask for it. And I'm asking for it now. Dreams for people in America, people in Canada. Dreams for people in Europe and Belgium. Dreams for people in Arastoria, Makalakadania, in Australia. Around the world, Father. You, Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to give some dreams to people in Korea, North Korea, Lord. We're asking for you, Father, to stir up some people in North Korea. Stir them up to God. Stir them up to God. Ivrat ononomra tehisho dondavra. And Iran, Efretasho, nononombrate, Isabra, and in Gaza, Actelecote Antabra. We pray, Father, that you would Sibro Nomorotonye, give more visions, Father, to those in the Islamic world. Elevratoria bracata cafato de cotonge de cotoshka. We lift up Jerusalem today. We lift up Yerushalayim, O Father, and that mountain, that hill of the Lord's house. Isabro toropakaya. May the angels of the Lord who are engaging in battle over that place with the angels of evil, even those ones that Brother Halverson saw, dear Father, and that warfare that goes, it's acted out in men, Lord, on the east. On the poor and the kala, on the earth, but Father, it's going on in the heavenlies. Oh, Father, how we do pray. We pray for Yerushalayim. We pray, Holy Father, that Easter of Micaiah no cobre que le cadagna no cobrate, ishando lo hovrete, la calito lo gofrate, ishando, Easter of Bocoria macalacadagna ni calabrati, ivrote de basotoro cohovrachata la gombre que le cadagna ni colabrito. Eastern, we lift up the Eastern, Lord, we lift up the Eastern, we lift up the Eastern. Amen. Oh, prapakalandovre, mikalakalanjene kotasha toria. Istaiba, astolomorika, astolomorika, astolomorika frete. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Papers, the papers, Lord. We lift up the papers. We lift up the papers. We lift up the papers for Migdal Arbel, Lord. We lift up the papers in the name above all names. We lift up those papers that they be passed, that they go through. Say the Bakaria in Ibaranda, that nothing can stand against them, that nothing can stand against them in the name above all names. Ishtiandarabasa, we see that place built. We see the buildings built, Lord. We see the Astala Makoria, the main building above Frete and Nombre, and then the villas around it. We see them finished. We see people in them, Lord. Oh, Father, what it takes to bring that to pass. We do believe you for it. We believe you for it. We believe you for it. Eyes to see, Lord. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear, Lord. Ears to hear. Papers, the papers. We lift up the papers, Lord. We lift up the papers. By and large, by and large. Hope. Hope, 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 hope. Eastern, eastern, we lift up the eastern, Lord. Gable, gable, the gable, Lord. We lift up the gable. Kefrana na mahala bra tele boriande le goja da le goje tele galadumbra calavratonia ne cabra and the floor. Ishala mahala bra tono nombre and the windows. Ibaratoria macalacalata. Come on up now, come on up. Base, the base, we lift up the base. Papers, the papers, Lord. The papers are going through. The papers are going through. The blood covers the papers. The blood covers the papers. Eyes to see, Lord. Give us eyes to see in the name above all names. Abraham, Avram, Avram. Come forth, Avraham. Come forth, Avraham. Come forth to your place. We call you to your place. We call you to your place. Hope and hope and ala brato lo dovre bacaladino lo cobrete le calabra delle combre. In the name above all names, we worship you. We worship you. You know, when we do pray in the Spirit, the Lord can put words that He wants spoken, whether we understand them or not. And with all of you together, all of us together today, the Lord impressed me. Have them pray in the Spirit. So I know He did what He wanted to do. And as we continue, you know, just throughout the day, just while you're going about, just praying in the Spirit. I do thank you. And whether or not you can come to Seeds of Greatness Church and Newcastle, whether or not you can be there with us, please lift us up in prayer. Just keep just saying, we lift up the meetings. We're going there for an Authority of the Believer conference. We're believing that it'll have something to do with that whole northeastern area of where our nation's capital is. We believe in that. That it can change things. And that we can have a marked date. That after that date, there's less of this hatred and division of the enemy. It's like it reminds me of what's happening in Japan and the United States are doing. We're having air drills. We're having a meeting of the Air Force, the Prayer Force, excuse me. And if you can't be there with us in Newcastle, and you can't be there with us at the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, join us up at the throne. Be up at the throne with us. And let's get some change made where we can mark the date and it'll change. I do thank you for being with us today. You're so, so very, very faithful. I am thankful for every prayer that you offered. And you in Belgium, oh, dear Father, we lift up that nation. Let's pray for Belgium right now. Holy Father, we do know that much of the enemy's plotting is done in Belgium. But here's your faithful one who's with us every Wednesday. And Father, I met those, maybe from Finland, from Scandinavia, who are also parliamentarians at the EU. Dear God, I know you've got your people there. You've got your people in that church that I visited so often and other churches. Lord, we stir them up for individual awakenings. Awakenings that would keep them ever alert and awakened, so awakened that the enemy would not be able to bring forth terrorist attacks in Brussels, in Belgium. In Jesus' name. Oh, fratella pratis cotongi de calata. I thank you for every time you've let me go there. And now France comes to mind. And Pastors Marie Elaine and Elizabeth. Evil, evil, the evil, Father. E bratesho non nombre calacalatania ne coho brate di cotosche. Father, I'm going to ask Marie Elaine, some of them, to join us on this call. In the name, I don't even know if she knows about it, Lord, but I know how they pray. And I know the good strong believers you have there. We lift up France today. We lift it up. We have to lift up the Jews in France. We lift up the Jews. Father, in the name above all names, we would plead the blood of Jesus. And if there's a plot to come against a Jewish school or anything that has to do with the Jews in Nice, in Marseille, in France at all, in the name above every name, we call it to be exposed to the authorities in the name and that it be stopped in Jesus' name. We worship you and praise you, Father, and give you glory. And I'm so thankful that we have the opportunity to meet together. Father, today as we meet at Prayer Mountain at noon, and Brenda's leading there, I lift her up. I lift them all up, Father, to be on those prayer waves and the important prayer lines that you need prayed today. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Live this day in the Master's service. I know you will. Amen and amen. Shalom, shalom.